There's a well-known practice. It's coming Shabbos to feed the birds. To feed the birds on Shabbos Shira. And there are a few explanations for this interesting minhag. I would like to hone in on one of these explanations. The Mefarshim explained that the birds joined Klai Yisrael in singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch after crossing the Yamsuf. And since they joined in this song in the Shira, so we express our Hakarsa Tov by feeding the birds this coming Shabbos, Parsha B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, the very day, the very Shabbos, the very Sedra, where we discuss and celebrate Kriyas Yamsuf. But of all the animals, why specifically was it the bird that joined us in our singing? Why not any other animal? So Pinchas Karetz explains simply that there is no creature like the bird that can sing as well as people can. Birds were given the gift of singing, and therefore quite appropriate to have joined Klai Yisrael in their symphony. If the lions or tigers or bears, for example, had joined us in this choir, it would not have sounded so good. But the birds have such a koach hanigin, such a koach to join in. So for that reason, the birds specifically joined in this song. Now, Pinchas Karetz goes even further to explain that music comes from the air, from the avir. For example, a flute, an oboe, or a recorder, any of the wind instruments, all require blowing air in order to generate sounds of music. It's a requirement in order to make music. And this is the precise reason, he explains, why the section of Az Yashir is written in the Torah with spaces, air spaces. They're breaks within Az Yashir, if you look in the Torah. The air spaces in Az Yashir highlight the role of air and breathing needed to produce music. You need to breathe, take a breath, breathe in and breathe out. Those are the spaces found in Az Yashir, writes Reb Pinchas Karetz in Imre Pinchas. And beyond Az Yashir itself, the entire Torah is called the Shira. The Torah consists of spaces scattered throughout, reminding us the function of air, the function of space, the function of breathing to sing the song of Torah. How healthy it is to take healthy breaks, proper breaks. How healthy it is to breathe, to think, to process. Now those who have been blessed with the ability to sing have often bigger and stronger lungs, writes Reb Pinchas Karetz. And so too, birds who fly in the air were blessed with the art of music. In the air, in the flying through the wind. So we see that there's a strong correlation between avir, air, breathing, and music, and air and birds. And for this reason, it's not just the birds, but it's the air in which the birds fly through. Now, dancing to the music also fits into the theme. The wind blows the grass and leaves, causing them to dance. And when we daven and learn Torah, both of which are considered a song, we often sway, as if the wind is moving us to the beat of the drum. Our rhythmic movements are symbolic of sending away distractions from our mind as the clouds disperse in the wind. This is a deep idea of Rav Pinchas Karetz, that the foundation of music is avir, air. The dancing of the wind, the flying in the air of the birds, and the blowing through the instruments and the songs is through air. Air, wind, and space represent a purity that is void of all external disturbances and interferences. Ruach HaKodesh is called such. Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach of wind, of spirit, the Kodesh is called this because it entails a high level of Kedusha in order to achieve the spiritual transmissions from above. To Ruach HaKodesh. That being said, it's understandable, Rabbi Nachman writes, that the Koach HaNigin is from a wavelength of Ruach HaKodesh. That Koach HaNigin comes from Avir, comes from Ruach, from wind, from air. So to Koach HaNigin comes from Ruach HaKodesh, he writes. The word Chazon is derived from the word Chazon, as Chazon Yishayahu, which means vision or prophecy. A Chazon has a certain Chazon, a certain vision, a certain Ruach HaKodesh, that it gives him the ability to compose and to write and to sing. It's this pure Ruach, this pure wind, this pure Avir and air that gives both the birds and man the ability to sing, the ability to tap into Ruach HaKodesh. So the birds remind us of the purity of spirit and soul. They remind us of the ability to soar through the air, catch the gusts of wind and spirituality. They remind us of the ability to sing the song of Tefillah and the song of Torah. And let this Shabbos year remind us not only of the great appreciation of the birds in celebrating Kriyas Yamsuf, but also let it be a moment of inspiration to reconfigure and to realign with the music of Hashem. We had a hard week. This week in Klal Yisrael, narrative is very difficult. Let this be the last of the sad moments. And let it be a time, let this Shabbos be the Shabbos of Shira, Shira, the last forever. We should be zocha to the B'yas Gol Tzedek, b'mehir v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.